When we start reading an article, I normally recommend students that they focus on first identifying the key concepts and finding the definitions of those key concepts from the article, and only after that start reading the study. But there's also another way of how you can read and understand research article with the help of AI. And I must emphasize that what I present now is likely to be outdated sometime in the future. So this has been recorded in the fall 2024, and this is the second time that I record a video on how we use AI to read articles. I did the first one about a year or year and a half ago, and it is now completely outdated because there are so many new tools and this process has become so much more simpler than it was when ChatGPT first came out. So let's take a look at how we understand this article by Sapiens and co-authors on capabilities perspective on the effects of early internationalization on firm survival and growth. And the traditional way of reading the article would be that we try to first identify the concepts. This article provides a figure, so we would know that from this figure every box is a concept. We would have to understand what those concepts are, how they're defined before we start reading it. And maybe look a bit about these arrows, like what kind of theories are used to justify those arrows. You often find the definitions in the article. Sometimes you can Google a definition. Sometimes you need to go and read some of the sources that the article writes. So how can we make this more efficient? We can use a large language model for the task. ChatGPT is probably the most well-known one, but I'll talk about a number of other services or products in this talk as well. Before we get started, there is an issue about copyright. So how about copyright law? Are we allowed to upload an article that is behind paywall that is copyrighted by somebody else to these large language models? This is something that we have been discussing at the university, and the law is not super clear on this. So the use conditions or the instructions of OpenAI simply say that you need to make sure that you're not violating any law when you're using OpenAI's ChatGPT. So they don't take a stand on the issue of copyright. And the law is generally not super clear here. There is something called personal use exemption, which means that you can, for example, copy books from a library to your own use, but you're not allowed to publish them. So it's completely okay to copy copyrighted material as long as it is for own use. And it is thought that using these tools are covered by the personal use exemption as long as the data that you provide to the large language model are not included in the training data of the next model. So before you upload any copyrighted material to these services, make sure that you opt out from training. So this is available in the settings of all these products. So opt out giving your data to train the next model and you should be fine. Of course, the law might change, then there is a EU level AI Act coming soon, but it's still too early to say anything about that. All right, now let's get to the actual tools. The university recommends, and I have a screencast on how to do this, using Microsoft Edge. So how you would use Microsoft Edge and Copilot is that you open the PDF of the article in Microsoft Edge, and then you start asking questions about the PDF. Before you do this, make sure that you're logged in and you have this green icon here. So it means that it's using OpenIE servers that reside within the EU area. And it also indicates that your data are not being used to train new models. So if you have this green symbol here, then you should be okay with copyrighted materials. We can ask Microsoft Edge and Copilot to summarize the article for you. So we are asking summarize the article and then provide a summary. So this is like a short summary and it's pretty good. So it mentions early internationalization, dynamic capabilities, moderating factors, growth and survival, and looks decent. Yeah, that should get us started. We can also ask Copilot to explain the concepts in the article to us. So for example, we can ask what imprinting means and it gives us a pretty good answer. We can do the same for research fungibility and it gets it correctly. So this is a pretty good way of reading an article. So you can read it here And when you see something that you don't understand, you ask Copilot to explain it to you. There is one caveat with using a Copilot within Microsoft Edge, and it is that it produces your answers from the website, from internet, and from the article that you have opened. Make sure that you are asking it to summarize the article that you have opened and ask questions like, based on the article, how is imprinting defined? Otherwise, it might do a web search for you, and imprinting is used in different contexts for a different meaning. So unless you are sure that the answer comes from the PDF that you have opened, it might be incorrect. So this is one caveat about this particular tool. And then you can also ask something like questions that are not specifically about the content of this article, but how this article might apply to you. So for example, if we ask, we tell Copilot that we are doing a master's thesis on venture capital, and we want to know if this article is directly relevant to our thesis. And it says that the article is relevant. I don't think that it is. So these models tend to have a bias toward being positive. So when you ask a question, they are biased toward agreeing. If we ask something that is completely unrelated, for example, we ask that we are doing a thesis on consumer behavior and particularly on the willingness to pay for healthcare services, then GPT or Copilot tells us that this article is probably not very relevant, but then nevertheless, it tries to find us some kind of relevance. So even if this would be completely irrelevant, it tries to find like an angle from which this might be relevant. And this is a general bias of these tools. So these tools are programmed to be helpful, and this is a demonstration of what that means. So ChatGPT is programmed to be helpful to answer your questions, even if the questions were really, really stupid. So we are asking here to use general theory of relativity, which is from physics, that's Einstein's theory, to explain how entrepreneurs identify opportunities. And the model says that, well, this is an unusual request, but yeah, we can use it as a metaphor. And then it starts to explain it about curvature, space, time, and market landscape and gravity, well, and market caps and needs, just connecting completely unrelated things in a way that might look logical. So this answer is complete nonsense, but because the GPT is programmed to be helpful, it tries to help even if it doesn't make sense. A Claude open in the second tab does a bit better. It just tells that these are two completely different things and they should be combined. So whenever you use these chatbots to evaluate something, make sure that you understand that they are biased toward agreeing. So if you're saying that should I read this study, the likely response is that yes, you should read the study, even if the study is only trivially relevant for you or completely irrelevant. All right, so this is the Microsoft Edge Copilot combination that the university recommends. But there are other alternatives, and some of these are upcoming. So for example, PDF readers have integrated AI assistants. This is the latest Adobe Acrobat. And this is a paid service. You can use a few queries per month, I think, or day. And then you have to start paying. And we can open the article in the PDF viewer, and we can ask it to give us an overview of the article and what is the main idea. And it starts to explain the main idea to us. It correctly explains that this is about early internationalization. It correctly identifies the authors. But then it starts to explain something that they likely discuss how to develop the specific capabilities, such as market knowledge, network building, adaptability can influence the outcome of firms venturing into international markets. Well, that's not, maybe the article says something about that or something about those concepts like network building, but that's not really the key point of the article. So the LLM or the chatbot or whatever you like to call it, AI, goes a bit wrong here. So reading the AI summary of the article is not a substitute for reading the article, because at least at this point of time, the AI still are doing kind of like 80-90% correct job and then 10 or 20% incorrect. We can ask follow-up questions we can explain or ask it to explain the concepts, and it gives us explanations. This looks pretty good, but it's pretty basic. So it didn't really talk about the more challenging concepts like imprinting or fungibility. It just tells us that the firm growth, which is self-evident, and then survival, which is also pretty obvious what it means. So this is the PDF readers, and Apple is releasing Mac PDF preview, the preview software Mac that is AI powered as well, and this is likely to be integrated in pretty much every PDF reader from major providers in the future. Then the third way of using AI chatbots to help you understand articles is to use the web interface, and I'm using the ChatGPT. This is the GPT-4o, and how it works is that you upload the article, you just drag and drop it here to the chat box, and then you ex ask it to explain the article to you. It's very useful to give it a bit more context, like what is your level of understanding. Like if you're a master's student, then tell that you're a master's student. If you are a doctoral student in entrepreneurship or international business, then provide that information, because how the article is explained should depend on the level of previous understanding by the person listening to the explanation. And it does a pretty good job of explaining. It gives us what is the research problem, what's the theoretical framework, what are the main arguments. And then you can ask follow-up questions like, what is imprinting? What is fungibility? What role does imprinting play in the theory? That kind of questions. Or you can ask questions that are outside of the article, like, where does the idea of dynamic capabilities come from? And then the model responds based on its training data. This is an example using Claude. So this is another free software. Of course, there are paid versions of this as well, but this is the free one. And we can ask it to provide us a table of the key concepts in the article. And this table is provided as markdown. It's a bit hard to read here, but here it's shown in full. So we have this these concepts. Some of these concepts are, or most of these concepts are central to the article, so there's nothing unnecessary. And then I ask for a definition, and then I ask for an explanation for undergraduates. But the definitions are already pretty clear, so the explanation for undergraduate is not that useful in this context. But this just shows that you can do all kinds of things with these chatbots. And you can ask for, let's say, you could ask an explanation for a five-year-old, and then you would get a really simple explanation. So if the AI model explains things on a level that is too challenging for you, just tell that English is not my main language. Explain in Finnish, explain in Swedish, explain it like you would explain it to a kindergarten student. And that so, and it tailors the level of sophistication of the output to whatever you prompt. But you have to tell the context. You have to explain what kind of summary you need. Then the fourth way of reading articles is various services. And this is illicit. I'm just using this as an example. There are probably a dozen of these services already that are well known. And we don't know which one is going to be the standard, which one is going to be the winner of the market at this point. But Ellucid is made by a non-profit, and it's kind of like a search engine, an article summarization tool aimed for researchers. So you can use this to ask questions about literature, or you can upload your own PDFs and then ask it to write different like synthesize various PDFs together. What do these articles say together? The PDF processing is a paid feature, and I paid for this to show you. So we can upload our document here, and we can ask it to explain the article, and it does an okay job. Some of these key concepts here, like for example, positional advantage, it is mentioned in the article, but I wouldn't list as one of the main concepts in the theory. So it talks about positional advantage, but that's not one of the boxes in the diagram, and it's also not one of the main theories that explain the arrows in the boxes and arrows diagram. So it's a bit of a miss here. You can use the same service for asking questions like, what do we know about the effects of early internationalization? And then it tries it identifies it pulls papers from from a citation database, and then it writes a summary of those papers for you. So if you are new to the topic, new to a topic, like for example, if you're working on a master's thesis, then this is a free service. The PDF processing is paid, so you can use this free service to get started. Like, just have an open-ended question, like, what do we know about dynamic capabilities? What do we know about employee motivation, and so on? And then it gives you like a short summary based on some recent research articles. Okay, to wrap up, these AI tools are useful for getting the big picture in simpler terms. So you can ask summaries, you can ask explanations of an article, but they are not a substitute for reading the full article for two reasons. One is that typically there is nuance in the article that the summary doesn't capture, but more importantly, the AI models do mistakes. Like, we saw several mistakes here, but if you have like an 80% correct understanding of what the article is about, then you are in a lot better position to actually read that article than if you started reading the article without knowing anything about the topic. And finally, these tools are likely to improve in the future. So this is the fall 2024 version. If you're listening this in 2028, for example, then this is probably very outdated. And finally, make sure that if you upload something to LLMs, opt out from training if you're uploading copyrighted materials.